शंकराचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद शिल वही चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बेबीटी संस्थापक आचार्य जगत गुरु शील प्रभुपाद की ब्रह्म मधव गौड़ संप्रदाय आचार्य वृंद की नामाचार्य शील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय श्रीमद्भागवतम महापुराणम की गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामैहं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च वंशाकल्पतरोभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकाकन्त राधाकन्त नमस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दवनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मदेकबन्धुमत्सङ्गीन् मद्गुरो मन्महाधन मन्निस्तारकमद्भाग्य मदानंद नमस्तु ते असाधु साधुतादायिन् अतिनीच चतारक हानमुंच कदाचिन्मां प्रेम्णारित्कंठय स्फुर। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे वी विल कंटिन्यू रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 13 एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 53। सो या टेक्स्ट नंबर 53 काल स्वभाव संस्कार काम कर्म गुणादि भीः स्वमहि ध्वस्त महि भीः मूर्तिमद्भिरुपासितः। काल स्वभाव संस्कार काम कर्म गुणादिभिः स्वमहि ध्वस्त महिभिः मूर्तिमद्भिरुपासिता। काल स्वभाव संस्कार काम कर्म गुणादिभिः स्वमहि ध्वस्त महिभिः मूर्तिमद्भिरुपासिता। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Kala, by the time factor. Swabhava, own nature. Samskara, reformation. Kama, desire. Karma, fruitive action. Guna, the three modes of material nature. Adibhihi, and by others. Swamahi dhvasta mahibhihi, whose own independence was subordinate to the potency of the Lord. Murti madhi, possessing form. Upasita, we are being worshipped. Translation. Then Lord Brahma saw that Kala, the time factor, Swabhava, one's own nature by association, Sanskara, reformation, Kama, desire, Karma, fruitive activity, and the Gunas, the three modes of material nature, their own independence being completely subordinate to the potency of the Lord, had all taken from forms and were able also worshipping those Vishnumurtis. Purport. No one but Vishnu has any independence. If we develop consciousness of this fact, then we are in actual Krishna consciousness. We should always remember that Krishna is the only Supreme Master and that everyone else is His servant. Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arsabhavritya. Be one in Narayana or Lord Shiva. Everyone is subordinate to Krishna. Shiva Virinchinutam. Even Baladev is subordinate to Krishna. This is a fact. Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arsabhavritya. Jare jaiche nachai se taiche kare nritya. One should understand that no one is independent, for everything is part and parcel of Krishna and is acting and moving by the supreme desire of Krishna. This understanding, this consciousness is Krishna consciousness. Jastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivata Taihi Samatve Naiva Bhikshita So Pashandi Bhaved Dhruvam. A person who considers demigods like Brahma and Shiva to be on an equal level with Narayana must certainly be considered an offender. No one can compare to Narayana or Krishna. Krishna is Narayana, and Narayana is also Krishna, for Krishna is the original Narayana. Brahma himself addresses Krishna. Narayanastvam nahi sarvadehinam. You are also Narayana. Indeed, you are the original Narayana. Kala, or the time factor, has many assistants सच एज स्वभाव संस्कार काम कर्म एंड गुण. स्वभाव और वन्स ओन नेचर इज फॉर्म्ड अकॉर्डिंग टू द एसोसिएशन ऑफ द मटेरियल क्वालिटीज. कारण गुण संगस्य सद असत योनि जन्मसु. सत एंड असत स्वभाव वन्स हायर और लोअर नेचर is formed by association with the different qualities, namely sattva-guna, rajo-guna, and tamo-guna. We should gradually come to the sattva-guna so that we may avoid the two lower gunas. This can be done if we regularly discuss Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam and hear about Krishna's activities. Nasta prayi svabhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. All the activities of Krishna described in Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning even with the pastimes concerning Putana, are transcendental. Therefore, by hearing and discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, the Rajaguna and Tamoguna are subdued so that only Sattvaguna remains. Then Rajaguna and Tamoguna cannot do us any harm. Varnasram Dharma, therefore, is essential, for it can bring people to Sattvaguna. Tada Rajos Tamo Bhava Kamalobha Dayaschaji Tamaguna and Rajaguna increase lust and greed, which implicate a living entity in such a way that he must exist in this material world in many, many forms. That is very dangerous. One should therefore be brought to Sattvaguna by the establishment of Varnasram Dharma and should develop the Brahminical qualifications of being very neat and clean, rising early in the morning and seeing Mangalartika and so on. In this way, one should stay in Sattvaguna and then one cannot be influenced by Tamaguna or Rajaguna. Tada rajastama bhava kamalobha dayaschaji chete tairana vidham sthitam sattvi prasidati. The opportunity for this purification is the special feature of human life. In other lives, this is not possible. Such purification can be achieved very easily by Radha Krishna Bhajana. Devotional service rendered to Radha and Krishna. And therefore, Narottam Das Thakur sings Hari Hari Bifale Janam Guainu, indicating that unless one worships Radha Krishna, one's human form of life is wasted. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayatyasu Vairagyam. By engagement in the service of Vasudeva, one very quickly renounces material life. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement, for example, being engaged in Vasudeva bhakti, very quickly come to the stage of being nice Vaishnavas. So much so that people are surprised that natures and yavanas are able to come to this stage. This is possible by Vasudeva Bhakti. But if we do not come to the stage of Sattvaguna in this human life, then as Narottam Das Thakur sings Hari Hari Bifale Janam Guainu, there is no profit in gaining this human form of life. Sri Bir Raghava Acharya comments that each of the items mentioned in the first half of this verse is a cause for material entanglement. Kala, or the time factor, agitates the modes of material nature, and Swabhava is the result of association with these modes. Therefore, Narottamdas Thakur says, Bhakta Sanevas, if one associates with Bhaktas, then one's Swabhava or nature will change. Our Krishna consciousness movement is meant to give people good association so that this change may take place, and we actually see that by this method people all over the world are gradually becoming Krishna devotees. As for samskara or reformation, this is possible by good association. For by good association, one develops good habits, and habit becomes second nature. Therefore, Bhakta Sanivas, let people have the chance to live with Bhaktas. Then their habits will change. In the human form of life, one has this chance, but as Narottamdas Thakur sings, Hari Hari Bipale Janam Guainu, if one fails to take advantage of this opportunity, one's human life is wasted. We are therefore trying to save human society from degradation and actually elevate people to the higher nature. As for kama and karma, desires and activities, if one engages in devotional service, one develops a different nature than if one engages in activities of sense gratification. And of course, the result is also different according to the association of different natures. One receives a particular type of body. Karanam guna sangasya sad asajyoni janmasu. Therefore, we should always seek good association, the association of devotees. Then our life will be successful. A man is known by his company. If one has the chance to live in the good association of devotees, one is able to cultivate knowledge, and naturally one's character or nature will change for one's eternal benefit. So we are discussing about Brahma's situation. Brahma is puzzled now. So, Prabhupada is quoting this Bir Raghava Acharya. Bir Raghava Acharya is a very celebrated Vaishnava coming in Ramanuja Sampradaya. He has commented these verses very nicely. Bir Raghava Acharya, he explains the situation of Brahma. He says, after Brahma stole calves and cowherd boyfriends of Krishna and hid them in the cave, then he went back to Brahmaloka because he had some time. So he went to Brahmaloka and he wanted to enter the Brahma's palace, and there the gatekeepers, they are very surprised to see Brahma there. They say, hey, who are you? Why are you coming here? They say, what? I am Brahma. You are Brahma? You have come here?
Brahma is thinking, what happened to these guys? What's wrong with them? I am Brahma. Have you forgotten you are my servant? They said, what? You are Brahma? Our Brahma is already inside. Our Brahma is inside. He is speaking about Krishna to four Kumaras, Narad Muni, and different representatives of demigods, the material nature, representative of the material nature, demigods. And you are saying you are Brahma? Brahma was puzzled. He is thinking, what happened? Why they are speaking to me like this? At that time, Brahma started thinking, oh, what I have done must be something wrong. Then after some time, Brahma told them, said, can you show me your Brahma? He said, yes, come inside. We can see how Brahma is sitting and talking. So the Brahma who is waiting outside, he went with the doorkeepers, and when he went inside, he saw a very beautiful, effulgent personality sitting in Brahma's throne, and all these devotees are listening to his speech. And Brahma was very much puzzled to see what is going on here. And then after some time, the Brahma who was giving lecture, he started talking to the gatekeepers. He said, my dear servants, what happened? Why did you leave the door? Should go back. They said, no, actually this man who came pretending like Brahma, having four head, and he said, I want to see Brahma, that's why we brought him inside. They said, okay. Lord said, no, he is not Brahma. I am Brahma already. Brahma is here. So there is no need of Brahma. Let him go back. So Brahma was, what is happening? My position is gone. He came out. And Brahma is thinking, oh, definitely, I have committed big offense. He is saying, Viragava Acharya, he explains, he says, an offender to the devotee of the Lord becomes bereft of his own opulence, his own wealth. This is the lesson you can get. Because Brahma, by stealing the cups and cowherd friends of Krishna, he had offended. He had committed a great offense. So in that way, anyone who commits offense unto the devotees, here he actually separated the devotees from Krishna, who were very happily playing. So that was a big offense. So that's why Brahma was bereft of his own position. And he was not allowed to enter into Brahmalok. So, after some time, Brahma decided, okay, what's going on in Braj? Let me go back and see. So, this is what we are discussing after Brahma returned back from Brahmaloka, and he came and he was up in the sky. He was looking down, and when he saw Krishna is very happy. And Krishna, with all the cowherd boyfriends and along with the calves, he is very nicely enjoying his pastime. Then Brahma started thinking, what is going on here? Maybe this guy must have taken those boys from the cave. Or if he has not taken, maybe the day I took, they stole these cops and boyfriends. Afterwards, he must have gone back to Vrindavan. And he must have brought the second set. So, in that time, there are unlimited friends and cows, cops. So Krishna is with them now, maybe it is possible. But in whatever situation, then what happened to those who I had hidden in the cave? So he wanted to know what is going on. And he is saying that actually Brahma sat on meditation for some time to understand what is going on. Virarāgava Acharya, he comments, he says, one who offends the devotees of the Lord, the offender will have no sight to realize anything about Krishna and Krishna's devotee, Krishna's pastimes. When Brahma, he meditated, he could not see anything. Everything was dark inside. He had lost his jnana chakshu. Even in meditation, he could not see anything. So then he came back. He opened his eyes. And he wanted to go closer to see what he is thinking is correct or not. Maybe they are the different set of calves and boys who Krishna might have brought from Vrindavan. Let me go and check. When Brahma approached near Krishna, he saw, oh, they are the same people. But again he was thinking, okay, let me see whether they are there or not. I mean to say those who were hidden in the cave. So with two, with four eyes, he was looking towards the boys who were sleeping in cave. And with other four eyes, he was looking in the ground. And he compared. He could see they are exactly alike. They are same. And after that, in a very short while, Krishna showed him the actual video. Who actually they are. And when he saw, this is the description have been given in this section. Brahma standing there, he could see that this kala, swabhava, samskara, kama, karma, gunas, they have assumed the personality form and they are engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord, that Shyama Sundara Murti that Krishna has manifested. And Brahma, upon seeing this, he is also thinking of himself, this time factor, which is the cause of all type of changes in this material world, and the living entities or any object we see in this material world are undergoing changes because of the influence of kala, swabhava, samskara, kama, karma, guna. But here, these people, these personalities, their independence was subordinate to the potency of the Lord. That means the effect of kala, karma, swabhava, samskara, guna, etc. are no more acting upon them. That means in Vrindavan, they don't have an influence. They don't spread an influence. That's why devotees who are living in Vrindavan or in Mayapur, if they are performing Krishna Bhakti, they will remain out of the influence of the time factor. Even the samskara, the reformations. Prabhupada is explaining very beautifully that this kala, the time factor, and swabhava, one's nature, they actually bring transformations. And how one's swabhava is imbibed in connection with the material qualities, the three modes of material nature. Those who do not worship Krishna they are under the lower modes, tamaguna and rajaguna. That's why they have excessive desire, that's called kama, or out of the influence, because of the influence of mode of ignorance, they cannot see anything in this material world. And he, Prabhupada, goes on explaining how one can become free from the effect of these gunas. That's why he is quoting this verse from Bhagavatam, Tadarjastama Bhava Kama Lobha Dayaschaji. Cheto ete ranavidham stitam sattvi prasidati. The chitta, the antakarana, it can get purified by Vasudeva Bhakti. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayajita. So, that is why we need to perform the bhakti unto Lord Vasudeva. And how to perform? He is saying, in association of devotees. And Prabhupada, three times, he quotes this point from Narottam Das Thakur, Hari Hari Bifale Janama Guvaino, Radha Krishna Navajya. Manushya janama paya Radha Krishna Navajya. Janiya Sunya Bisa Khainu. It's a very, very important point for us, at least devotees in Krishna consciousness movement, that not that we don't have information about Radha Krishna. We have information about Radha Krishna, and in the meantime, we are practicing devotional service. So now we need to make a firm decision that this is the only goal of my life. I don't want anything else in my life. Janiya sunya visakhainu. If we do not worship Krishna with full determination, then what happens? Our mind will start to dictate, and it will make us face all sorts of troubles in this material world, which is as good as drinking poison. What happens when one drinks poison? When one drinks poison, immediately you can't see any transformation happening to the external feature of his body, except something you can see, some remarkable changes happening in his mouth, in his face. Otherwise, rest of his body almost kind of, you know, like hand is there, leg is there, everything remains. And he is having a lot of pain inside his body. The poison, when it goes inside the body, it starts burning the intestine, and it goes to the stomach. Even if it is very high poison, it can break the stomach, even liver also. So what is happening is inside. So similarly, those who do not worship Radha and Krishna, then they have lost the vision, the true vision of this material world, and they try to drink everything through their senses, through the eyes, through the tongue, through the, you know, other senses. And whatever goes inside, that is actually creating a lot of pain. It's very painful. That's why it's janiya sunya visa khainu. And those who are worshipping Radha Krishna, they are safe. They are happy because they have got the true vision. They know what is right and what is wrong. So, that's why we are asked to stay in the association of devotees. Prabhupada is saying, as the samskara or reformation, this is possible by good association. For by good association, one develops good habits, and habit becomes second nature. While discussing the pastime of Kardama Muni, when Manu Maharaj came to see Kardama Muni, at the time, Kardama Muni, he was speaking about the activities of the people in this world who belong to different ashrams, varnashram. And he spoke very beautifully about the activities. And in association of Kardama Muni, Manu Maharaj, he was very much intrigued and he appreciated his good association. Referring to that, Prabhupada, he says, he is referring to himself, that I had the good fortune to meet with His Divine Grace, Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. And upon the first meeting, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had instructed him, that association was enough for Prabhupada to become successful in his career. Because when you come in contact with a pure devotee of the Lord, they speak only about Krishna, they discuss about Krishna, that helps even a contaminated, conditioned soul to become purified of his material contamination and become engaged in the service of the Lord. You just imagine Prabhupada is speaking. He is saying, because I got the association of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his Guru Maharaj, he was able to establish this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, where he is giving hundreds and thousands, millions of people, not only people, we would say millions of living entities, to become free from the clutches of this material existence, right? Because our devotees, when they go out in Harinam Sankirtan, they're chanting in the street, all the birds and beasts who listen to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, they are getting benefited. And then Prabhupada has established so many temples around the world. Devotees are coming, joining, new people are joining. They are taking to the path of Krishna consciousness. So, this is very, very beneficial. Even those who are coming to the temple just to visit, they are also becoming pious people. Because Punya Sravana Kirtana, Prabhupada speaks, right? Punya Sravana Kirtana. What is Punya Karma? Building a residential quarter for a poor man, giving a piece of cloth, giving a plate of food, constructing road, planting trees, all these things are actually not Punya Karma. Why? This Punya Karma is not helping one to get exit from this material world. But real Punya Karma is Punya Sravana Kirtana. So here in our Krishna Consciousness Society, we are giving an opportunity for everyone to hear about Vasudeva. That's why he is saying the members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, for example, being engaged in Vasudeva Bhakti, very quickly come to the stage of being nice Vaishnavas. So much so that people are surprised that matures and yavanas are also able to come to this stage. Here, mlecha javana means the whole world has become mlecha and javana today. They are in lower modes. They don't know what they're supposed to do, what they're supposed to eat, what kind of association they should seek out. So whole world is transformed into this mlecha culture. They don't know what is, you know, purity. Nobody knows what is purity outside people. They don't take bath for many days altogether. After eating, they don't know they have to wash their hand. What is this? This is mlecha culture. So This is what Krishna consciousness movement is giving, that people should come in contact with this movement and they read Srimad Bhagavatam every day. Prabhupada is saying, by reading Bhagavatam every day, we can become free from the effect of the three modes and we will come to the platform of Shuddha Sattva, where we can render devotional service to Krishna. So, everybody is welcome. Please join us, chant, dance, take Krishna Prasadam and be happy. Yes, Prabhupada, chant and be happy. This is a nice program, right? We don't have to think of anything else. Ultimately, whether in this lifetime or after many, many millions of lifetimes, you have to come to Krishna. My dear sir, there is no other choice. There is no other option available for you. Try to understand this. The people, why they are wasting their time? You have to come to Krishna. There is no way out. You should understand this. Why not now? Just tell your mind, okay, just listen. This time I have found, I want to just stay here. Prabhupada is very merciful. He has done so much for us. We should take this advantage. This is good. Okay, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki jai.
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, thank you so much for wonderful class. So, Prabhu was asking that Viriragava Acharya that you are quoting from Sri Sampradaya. So, does he quote from some other scripture?
Of course. He is an
the
Acharya.
The whole story of Brahmaji is going and just...
He is an Acharya. He, Prabhupada quotes him quite many times, several times. He is a bona fide Acharya. Sri Sampradaya.
Any scriptural reference of that story of Brahmaji being again not allowed in his Brahmapuri?
That is reference. Viriragava Acharya is reference.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Viriragava Acharya is not an ordinary person. He is accepted as a bona fide Acharya by all sampradayas.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
And Acharya says we should not doubt.
Hare Krishna, please forgive me because I have a doubt. In this pastime mentioned that he went back, but in Bhagavatam says it's only like a moment, like a second.
Yes.
In a second happened so many things.
Yes.
How to understand this?
Okay, you should know this. This is just a moment, right? What is Brahma's one day calculation? Brahma's one day calculation is Sahasra Yoga Parjanta. Means 1000 Divya Yogas is 12 hours of Brahma. Okay? That means 2000 Divya Yoga equal to 24 hours, one day of Brahma. Okay, and if you calculate that time corresponding to the time of this material world, that one nimis equals to 1 year in this earthly planet. That's how after 1 year only, Baladev, when he saw how the affection of the Brajavasis and affection of the cows was increasing to the elderly calves. That after 1 year, right? We have heard this before. So it was, in our calculation it took 1 year to Brahma. In his calculation it is a very fraction of a second. So in that way there is no confusion.
Please forgive me. My confusion is, if Brahma, he went back and he was not allowed to go in, and then he has to meet another Brahma. I mean, on the earthly planet, there should be like many years passed, not only 1 year. That's my confusion.
No. See, this is what we should understand, that we are trying to understand Turiya Sthiti, which is on the fourth dimension. But we are in 3D. And here everything is very slow. There everything moves very fast. Okay. Like even some advanced camera, they have some system where you can see they can, you know, bring different shots, and they can move them so fast, very fast, and you can see many different things, many changes in that, you know, in a fraction of a minute. How they are doing this? Even a modern instrument is able to bring many things in a very short span of life, short span of time. Then what is the difficulty to understand Brahma could do so many things in such a short span of time? Yes, it is possible. See, the point is, we are here, we are trying to visualize or experience something which is beyond the experience of this blunt material senses. If these material senses can experience the higher topic that are prominent in the higher planetary system, then you could go there with this body. But you cannot go. You need a different set of body to experience that. That's why the happenings that are going on in the higher planetary system are very quick and fast, which cannot be experienced by the conditioned soul in this material world. Even like you see Krishna, we are trying to understand Krishna, we are performing devotional service. Do you think devotee can understand Krishna? Unless Krishna jameva isa vrunute jameva isa vrunute tena labhyas. Anyone who Krishna chooses to, he will know him. Means once Krishna reveals himself, then only you will know. What does it mean? When Krishna reveals himself to you, he will also make you qualified to understand him. Otherwise, with these blunt material senses, you cannot. Atho Sri Krishna namadi no bhavet grahyam indriyai. Sri Krishna namadi no bhavet grahyam indriyai. With these senses, we cannot perceive. Similarly, the things which are happening in the higher planetary system cannot be experienced by these blunt material senses. And we are simply trying to kind of, you know, calculate in our material mind how did it happen. But the acharyas have given the difference. That's why in Bhagavatam also says, it took him 1 year in human calculation. But in this 1 year time, he could do so many things in a very short span of time. Even though that is moving very fast. Yes, everything is moving very fast in the higher planetary system. How the changes is happening to the time factor in the higher planetary system, you will come to know when you go there. Just like what is the admin system going on in USA, you cannot understand sitting here. You can hear something, you can read something, but when you go physically there, you will have a better understanding about that. Similarly, unless you go there, you will not understand this. Modes, yeah.
And then many people, they try to understand their nature and
work, try to
understand
nature,
our nature, and work accordingly. So some people cannot understand because it's mixed. But they spend all life, oh, what is my nature? I don't know what to do. What is my nature? But according to that, it means just to try to develop, to associate with the high gunas, and then it doesn't matter so much, like this material nature. Yeah? Or how much it's important to be engaged according to the nature, and if somebody cannot understand, then it's not so important then.
You see, this nature, these material moods in this connection, we definitely as a devotee need to understand, because how it is influencing us. Okay. In Bhagavad Gita, the explanation has been given, the food, what we eat, that actually has the influence of goodness, passion and ignorance. The sacrifice one performs. Similarly, anything we do, it has got connection with the moods. So at least a person can choose to eat sattvic food. That is very easy. He can be in sattvic environment, means he has to every day clean the place where he lives in. He has to wear clean clothes. He needs to take bath. These are signs of goodness. Okay? What happens if he does not have this much understanding about how he can be in the mood of goodness? And the result of being in mood of goodness is sattvat sangjayate jnanam. Sattvam jad brahma darshanam. When you hear this, that if I can cultivate sattva guna, it will help me to understand spiritual knowledge. Sattvat sangjayate jnanam. Sattvam jad brahma darshanam. Unless coming to the mood of goodness, you cannot realize Brahman. This is the statement of Shastra. So he can try to be in that consciousness. At the same time, if he just remains there without trying to transcend that goodness, the situation of goodness, then still he is bound. That's why we simultaneously try to maintain a sattvic lifestyle and stay in touch with Bhagavata Dharma. Because the one who is in the mood of passion or ignorance, if he simply tries to cultivate the goodness, still it is not helping. He is still bound. On the other hand, even if he is in the lower moods, he associates with the devotees, reads Bhagavatam, accept Krishna Prasadam, gradually he will change, automatically the change will occur in his life. That's why we realize how the transformations are affecting on the living entities because of the effect of the three modes. And also we have the information about the importance of performing Vasudeva Bhakti in association of devotees. Then when we take up this Krishna conscious process, automatically purification will happen without we are endeavoring for it. So we should always try to study Bhagavatam, stay in good association, accept Krishna Prasadam, stay clean. That is what we would say. Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bancha kalpataru bhyascha kripa sindhubhyo cha patitanam pavanebhyo vishnavebhyo namo namah.